Hi, it's me, Kimba Wiggins again. The topic of this podcast will be bariatric surgery and people's unwanted opinions. This strikes near and dear and true to my heart because I cannot tell you how many times people have come to me and told me things diet-wise that would make no sense for me as a bariatric surgery patient, let alone for regular people. What gets me also is that when you tell these people that it's clearly not good advice, they get upset. For example, a bariatric surgery patient that's more than a year out. Depending on your situation, the basic caloric guideline is 1,000 to 1,500 calories. If you're working out, a little bit more. In my case, an ex-friend, who will remain nameless, said that I should be eating 2,500 calories. Come on, your friend is a bariatric surgery patient, eats no carbs, but is 120 pounds. But then you're going to tell me to eat 2,500 calories. And this person had the nerve to get upset when I told them, no, this is not right. It's supposed to be 1,000 to 1,200 calories, dependent on the situation, the weather, and how I feel at the time. Because I know me very well. And you can't tell a bariatric patient that, especially one that has had eating disorders in the past. I was diagnosed with binge eating disorder many years ago. I used to be 500 pounds. At the time that I was told this, I was 465 pounds. And as I've told many people, I didn't care if I lived or died at that point. I had people tell me eat high carb, low carb, high fat, low carb. You need to diet and exercise. If you only dieted and exercise, you'll be all right. It's not that simple. If you have an eating disorder, you can't tell someone to just stop eating. It's not that simple. If you don't have a support system in place, of course you're bound for failure. And even when you do get yourself straight, eating-wise, you'll still have people giving their unwanted opinions. I just cannot tell you how many times I've gotten this over the past almost 3 years. It's been almost 30 months, almost 3 years since I've had surgery. And I'm pretty sure you listeners out there, even ones that haven't had surgery, who have lost weight without surgery and have kept it off for a long time, get those type of responses that I do. And in my case and many others, the sadder thing is they're bigger than you or they're more unhealthier than you, even if they're smaller. Just because you're small doesn't mean you're healthy. And it peeves me off that I'm getting all these responses about the way I'm eating. First of all, why weren't you concerned about my weight and my health when I was 500 pounds, halfway dead, 150 over 100, blood pressure daily, eating myself to death? And now that I lost some weight, quite a bit of weight, a whole person and a half, and more, you're showing your concern that, oh, you're concerned about my health and my weight. I don't even want to hear that. And I'm pretty sure people who have lost weight, surgery and without surgery, don't want to hear your unwanted, nasty, and negative opinions. Peace. Hey, Kimba Wiggins here again. This is the second part of this episode. I'll be talking about bariatric surgery, unwanted opinions from your significant other, family, and friends. As I've mentioned to people many times before, online and off, I've had people come up to me with their unwanted opinions and get upset. It's even worse when you have family members that put that negativity out to the universe. My mother had the surgery, so anything she says, whether negative or positive, I will accept. Or from a health professional, which I will accept. Because I would rather get certain types of advice from a professional or someone who has had the surgery or someone who is the significant other of someone who has surgery rather than someone who's not had surgery or someone who's failed at the surgery, continues to fail at the surgery, but wants to give their dietary opinions. That's another thing as well. I've seen so many people who have had bariatric surgery, whether it's the DS, the switch, the lap band, the gastric bypass, the gastric sleeve, the mini gastric bypass, SIPS. Still, those people who have had it, some of them failed, continue to mess up, but want to give dietary advice on how not to mess up. Again, practice what you preach, and I'll take you seriously. You don't practice what you preach, it'll just go in one ear and out the other. And then, the arguments. Let me tell you this. My ex-fiance and I would get into arguments over how I ate. And the people around him, too. How can you get upset at me if I don't want to eat fried food? First of all, that's a no-no. And if I get sick, that was a problem, too. But again, you're telling me to exercise and eat right when you were eating, not eating right, and were getting bigger than I was at my lowest. You're telling me you're 125 pounds and at one point, but you aren't. You're close to 300. You claim to be vegan, but you're not vegan. First of all, vegans don't eat honey. Vegans don't eat any animal products. And you eat chicken, you're not vegan. You eat a fish or any type of seafood, you're not vegan. Vegans don't eat animals, and that includes fish and seafood. You may not think about it as meat, but you're still eating a living, breathing being. Doesn't have to be chicken, poultry. If it's had two eyes and its heart beated, it's still no-no. And this person was giving me advice on how to maintain my surgery, even though this person didn't have surgery herself. If this resonates with you, let me know. Because as Crystal Chanel has said, who has had the surgery, and many other VSG sleevers on social media, the dynamics of your relationship will change. The person that you're with may get jealous of the fact that you're improving your health. You're getting smaller. Your health is improving. People are beginning to pay more attention to you from the opposite set, whether it be man or woman. It may cause arguments. And that's the reason why the divorce rate for sleevers is so high. Peace. What's up? It's me, Kimba Wiggins, again. It's Tuesday, August 20th, 2019. It's 10:38 a.m. here in New York. I'm in a good mood today. This past week, let alone these past few weeks, have been quite hectic. As many know, I volunteer at a recording studio. And Mission of Love, which is the nonprofit organization that I volunteer for. But again, it's more than a volunteer. It gave me my life back. And this ties into bariatric surgery too. And what I've been talking about in this podcast so far. And I'll tell you the reason why. As many bariatric surgery patients can tell you, when you have the surgery and when you lose a significant amount of weight, I say around 40 pounds and up, that's when you begin to get the type of attention that we speak of. You don't become invisible anymore. Actually, people that have never paid attention to you in your life will suddenly start presenting themselves with opportunities. And either good or bad. And in my case, I've begun to network with people that would have never paid attention to me when I wasn't healthy, not caring about myself, and putting out to the universe that I didn't care. And in that case, the unwanted opinions about my diet were warranted. I know that's what most people don't want to hear, but it's true. Even now, I still get many unwanted opinions, but depending on who it is, it'll go in one ear and out the other, or I'll pay attention, heed their advice, and make changes to my life, whether it be dietary, emotional, physical. I found that the unwanted opinions, whether it be from friends, family, or people from my past, I wouldn't say it doesn't really matter, but I will take heed to it and adjust my attitude accordingly. Because, again, once you have the surgery and lose a significant amount of weight visibly, you'll begin to attract wanted attention and unwanted attention. I can't tell you how many times people have walked up to me and said that I'm an inspiration to them, that they are considering surgery too. And again, I tell them, you got to be careful. Consider your options wisely, because when you have the surgery, those unwanted advances and opinions will come. People will tell you, you can't eat this. You can't eat. Oh, you're no fun to be around because you can't eat. That's the point. The point is healthier portions, healthier food choices. And also, if you're around people that are negative and given unwanted opinions about the way you eat and conduct yourself, you got to get rid of those people too. And that's what was happening to me. In my case, my ex was so anti-doctor and said wanted to keep me basically big that I was sacrificing myself. I was changing who I was and doing things that I would have never done if I were by myself. And in the end, partially due to the surgery and other factors, we broke up. I left Long Island, and I'm glad I did. Because if it wasn't for that, I would have been in worse shape than I am now. I know it sounds a little convoluted and out of place, but when you deal with unwanted opinions about your diet and other emotional factors like I did, it makes sense. Hey, it's the Conscious Diva again, Kimba Wiggins. I just wanted to let you know that the next podcast episode will be about spiritual issues, conscious. The reason why I named my podcast The Conscious Diva. It's quite a long story. Long, convoluted, difficult, painful, but I will try to be as brief as possible with it. The reason why I say this is because this story goes from the day I was born up until recently. That's almost 40 years. And this is not something that I can put all in one episode. This will be split up in a series of episodes. Because due to the seriousness and complexity of my background, there is no other way of doing it. So keep an eye out on it. Again, it's gonna be a couple of days before it broadcasts, so keep an eye out on your social media page, Facebook, Twitter, because this needs to be said. What's up? It's me, Kimba Wiggins, again. It's Tuesday, August 20th, 2019. It's 10:38 a.m. here in New York. I'm in a good mood today. This past week, let alone these past few weeks, have been quite hectic. As many know, I volunteer at a recording studio. And Mission of Love, which is the nonprofit organization that I volunteer for. But again, it's more than a volunteer. It gave me my life back. And this ties into bariatric surgery too. And what I've been talking about in this podcast so far. And I'll tell you the reason why. As many bariatric surgery patients can tell you, when you have the surgery and when you lose a significant amount of weight, I say around 40 pounds and up, that's when you begin to get the type of attention that we speak of. You don't become invisible anymore. Actually, people that have never paid attention to you in your life will suddenly start presenting themselves with opportunities. And either good or bad. And in my case, I've begun to network with people that would have never paid attention to me when I wasn't healthy, not caring about myself, and putting out to the universe that I didn't care. And in that case, the unwanted opinions about my diet were warranted. I know that's what most people don't want to hear, but it's true. Even now, I still get many unwanted opinions, but depending on who it is, it'll go in one ear and out the other, or I'll pay attention, heed their advice, and make changes to my life, whether it be dietary, emotional, physical. I found that the unwanted opinions, whether it be from friends, family, or people from my past, I wouldn't say it doesn't really matter, but I will take heed to it and adjust my attitude accordingly. Because, again, once you have the surgery and lose a significant amount of weight visibly, you'll begin to attract wanted attention and unwanted attention. I can't tell you how many times people have walked up to me and said that I'm an inspiration to them, that they are considering surgery too. And again, I tell them, you got to be careful. Consider your options wisely, because when you have the surgery, those unwanted advances and opinions will come. People will tell you, you can't eat this. You can't eat. Oh, you're no fun to be around because you can't eat. That's the point. The point is healthier portions, healthier food choices. And also, if you're around people that are negative and given unwanted opinions about the way you eat and conduct yourself, you got to get rid of those people too. And that's what was happening to me. In my case, my ex was so anti-doctor and said wanted to keep me basically big that I was sacrificing myself. I was changing who I was and doing things that I would have never done if I were by myself. And in the end, partially due to the surgery and other factors, we broke up. I left Long Island, and I'm glad I did. Because if it wasn't for that, I would have been in worse shape than I am now. I know it sounds a little convoluted and out of place, but when you deal with unwanted opinions about your diet and other emotional factors like I did, it makes sense.